Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
It's 9 p.m. Sunday, November 15th, and it's time for the wrap-up, brought to you by the folks at Double Talk Radio. And welcome to the wrap-up. And in case you didn't recognize the voice, and I forgot to tell you last week, I am Double K. And anybody else forget to announce themselves last week?
And I'm Violet.
So we were the two babbling all night, just in case we didn't say hi. And I think Scotty is in the house tonight as well.
Scotty
yes,
is in. I am in the house tonight. Yes,
welcome.
So we're going to keep to the agenda and rock it.
Man, if we keep to the agenda tonight, we're going to be done in 15 minutes. I think tonight's the night we're allowed to play a little bit.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Tuesday, I think
Tuesday.
we're going to have to use the request to talk button.
Yeah.
That's going to be a cool show.
I've been looking forward to it forever, and since we didn't introduce ourselves last week, we should also tell you that Tuesday, for those of you who don't know, is our 2012 End of Days special.
Right. We have a special guest coming on from the 2012hoax.org website, and he is debunking all the rumors about December 21st, 2012.
And judging by all the emails and whatnot that I've been getting, both on Facebook and at the station email, a lot of people, I think, are going to want to write in or call in. I mean, sorry, not write in, but so we'll have Gartex, who's going to tell us about the Pope, and I'm sure Scott has some stuff, and you have some stuff, and I'm ready to take it all in.
Yeah, and I'm going to be giving my review on the movie 2012.
I really want to see that movie. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks, Isby and I can get out and see that movie. It's supposed to be really, really good. Gartex, who's going to be on the show, posted on Facebook, and he said he really enjoyed it.
Okay.
So when are you going? Tomorrow? When are you going? Tomorrow?
I'm going to go Tuesday, right after work.
Right after work.
Mm-hmm. They opened up this really new theater up by my office, state of the art, that whole thing. So,
I think you need a good sound system for this movie.
Yeah. So that's why I'm going to go there.
Looks like.
So, we've got a Metal Chick who's been with us for the past couple of weeks, back in the room tonight, and B. Wood. And the reason I'm saying this so early is B. Wood has put up his link to his band up in the, that's it, the chat room. And send in a song or two, B. Wood. We'd be glad to play it on the show, maybe in the outro or something. Be glad to, if you want to call, give us a call tonight. Open mic. Love to have you. You know what's funny?
What?
I had no idea until the pre-chat that those two were from Metal Chicks from Hollywood and B. Wood is from San Francisco. And I played Hollywood Nights.
You know, I was kind of thinking that might be a little incidental.
That was purely a coincidence. Purely a coincidence.
Nice.
So.
Very, very nice.
So anyway, I don't know. Should we go right into football or what? Anybody else got, how's everybody's weeks going? Or how was last week? How was the weekend?
Busy, busy, busy. I actually had lunch with an old friend of mine today who I haven't talked to in 20 years. She was one of my very good friends in junior high school, and she found me on Facebook.
Such a
recently.
Cool thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's very, very cool. Yeah,
No, I was just going to say, it can be annoying with those invites and distractions and people telling you, you know, I'm going to make toast, but it can also be a very cool tool.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, my cousin who needs a new heart had his transplant yesterday and everything went well.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, he got the call yesterday morning and was in surgery shortly thereafter. The heart
nice.
came from Nashville, Tennessee, so I'd like to thank whoever that heart originally belonged to. I'd like to thank him for saving my cousin's life.
Isn't it amazing how they can do that now?
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing.
That's one of the great things of technology. Now, the other thing you were saying, though, is now the challenge begins, right? Now the money for the medication comes in.
Yes, that is going to be a challenge. But we'll work through that. The family will work through that somehow, some way. But luckily for him, I mean, one thing about Pittsburgh is it's, the medical facilities here are state of the art. I mean, I don't know if you've heard of that show Three Rivers about
the transplant
hospital.
Seen it.
I'm sure my
wife watches it.
Well, I'm assuming the writer is from Pittsburgh because he does mention a lot of the areas around the city. My cousin had his surgery at UPMC Presbyterian, which is UPMC stands for University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, and it is one of the top transplant hospitals in the country, if not in the world. In fact, they have a transplant hospital they just built in England.
Wow. That is a division of the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, University of Pittsburgh has a medical school, a very good medical school, actually, and they actually have taken over a lot of the hospitals here and even bought the U.S. Steel building.
I don't get
it. What?
They bought the U.S. Steel building.
What's the U.S. Steel building?
The U.S. Steel building is the tallest building in Pittsburgh. It's about 60 stories high. It used to belong to U.S. Steel. And then it belonged to U.S. Steel, then became USX. And it belonged to them, and then I guess University of Pittsburgh purchased the building.
Oh, okay.
They own about 90% of the medical centers here in the Pittsburgh area.
Okay,
wow.
Now I'm not trying to transgress into sports, but how did Pittsburgh do in their big game against
Notre Dame? No, they won.
Oh, they won. Pittsburgh won.
They won.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're.
Did you hear Ohio State's going to the Rose Bowl?
Ohio State is going to the Rose Bowl. I don't like Iowa. I don't know why. Perhaps I just don't like their uniforms or something. But I'm just glad that Michigan is doing just so dreadful. They've lost every game against Big Ten opponents this year. I am just jumping for joy. Where is Big John when you need him?
I know, and so looks like it's either going to be my old alma mater of University of Arizona or Oregon who will play Ohio State in the Rose Bowl. So the only thing is, Arizona has to win their last three games. One of them is against Oregon, and Arizona is number 17 in the top 25, and Oregon happens to be, I believe, number 14. So that's going to be a pretty good game, which is going to be this weekend. So I'm going to have to try to see if I can get that game on TV. Hopefully I'll be able to.
Yeah,
it's
we're
a big game,
into,
so I should.
We're getting up and we're getting into, we're getting ready for Alabama, Florida,
mm-hmm.
which should be a big showdown to see who's going to the national championship, if not a preview of the
mm-hmm.
national
right.
championship. And, of course,
hey,
those there's a couple teams in Texas this year, the Longhorns.
Right.
And Texas Christian, is it? Band that, or a team that I you know, they're just a loser team usually. So, what happened? What happened to USC this year?
I don't know what happened to them.
I don't know. They're always ranked, and
yeah.
What happened to them, B Wood and Metal Chick? So you're neck of the woods, or are you UCLA Bruin fans? Or could you care less? Just let us know. But anyway, so speaking, so football, all these big games are coming up. Yeah, American Thanksgiving is getting closer, and
yep.
I've got it off this year, as I told you. I've got both the American Thanksgiving and Black Friday off, so I don't have to play hooky from work this
wow.
year to watch the to watch the football, and yeah, you know, I don't have to make any excuses or pretend I'm sick, or it's all good to go.
How's the training going?
Awesome. We're going up on the floor tomorrow to go live. And I still got a week, maybe a week and a half to go, but I'm not going to complain.
So you get
the training again.
So you're going to be on the phones talking to people, or are you just going to be listening?
Well, the agents will be on the phone. Like, I'm supervising, so I imagine I'll be, you know, running around trying to solve their problems and, you know, that sort of thing. I'll be shadowing another manager, so...
Cool.
So cool. I did coaching on Friday. Here I am, never been on the phone once, and I'm coaching people.
Awesome.
Wow. Nice.
So, and I just wanted to see. I don't know. I know it's not that time of year yet. I haven't even seen the rankings. I meant to look, but college basketball is going to be starting soon. I love
yes.
college basketball.
Me too.
Not a big pro fan, but I love the college ranks. And is Duke or North Carolina up there this year?
I don't know.
I haven't seen the rankings yet.
The rankings yet either.
Those are my two teams because my sister used to live in North Carolina. And
we're
welcome,
have to
Logan.
We're going to have to do a March Madness pool.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I know what I wanted to tell you. And talking about the holidays, my wife has already got most of the house all decorated for Christmas. The tree's not quite done.
Oh,
yet,
good
but,
gracious. Good gracious, Isbia.
Yeah, I don't know if she's on the... No, she's not on the speaker yet. She's kind of cleaning down here, getting some stuff out, but...
yeah, but maybe she can hear me.
She can hear you. She can hear you. but yeah, but you know what? I don't blame her, because we like it. We like sitting by the tree and stuff like that, and watching TV and whatnot. And, you know, you put it up, and I don't know about you guys, but she takes the tree down, like, you know, New Year's Day.
Really?
While I'm watching football, yeah.
Wow.
I wait till like the end of January.
I'd like to leave it up, but it seems like such
that
a...
That is provided I put a tree up.
Yes, well, this year you'll be going away. You'll be going to Seattle.
Well, yes, so, but not every year do I put a tree up. You know, it depends on my mood and how lazy I am.
Why? Sometimes you're Islam or Jewish? Or...
No, sometimes I just, you know, don't be like dealing with the decorations and putting the tree up.
And for those of you who missed that episode, Violet sometimes has different things than turkey. It's Christmas dinner, right?
No, it's Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving. So what are you having this year?
I may not participate in Thanksgiving.
Really?
Well,
yeah,
I am. Mean, you know, it's old. It's getting old.
Old? It's going to come back every year. It's like a bad cold in winter.
I know, but you know, it's like
how
watching
does Thanksgiving
the,
get
it's
old.
It's like watching you know, God, it's like watching Sound of Music every year, you know.
Well, yeah, the same movies come on over and over and over again.
It's like the same dinner, bleh, boring.
Oh, I don't get sick of turkey.
Oh, I never do.
Turkey tacos. Now there's an idea, B. Wood.
I don't there like turkey. My mother would always make a ham just for me because I don't like turkey.
Don't get me started on ham. That's blasphemy.
You know,
ham is blasphemy on the holidays.
Now, if I go to like somebody's home for Thanksgiving, I'll suffer through it and eat the turkey and be like, oh, yes, yummy.
No, Well, I don't mean to sound morbid, but ham is like something that people bring you when you've had a death in the family.
I love ham.
Buy the honey-baked ham.
But I hate when people ask me the question, how's the turkey? And I'll be like, oh, it's delicious.
Oh, and the stuffing and the gravy and the mashed potatoes.
Meanwhile, I'm spitting it in my napkin.
Ew.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
I really don't like turkey. It's dry. Wow. It makes me feel sleepy. And
you haven't had our turkey. It's good.
It tastes kind of funny. Has a funny, like, taste.
Ah.
I'm not really crazy about chicken, so.
Okay, well, note to self, if you have Violet over for a holiday dinner and you're serving turkey, just get out the Spam.
Ooh, I love Spam.
I figured you would.
Give me some Spam and some rice and some ketchup, and I'm a happy camper.
Isbia says she'll make you a ham. She's always at me, like, oh, on Easter we're going to have ham because we always have turkey. And I'm like, no. You're going to have ham any night. I love ham and scallop potatoes. Don't get me wrong, but
anyway. Awesome. Me too.
Now I like, you know, the thing I like about like Thanksgiving is you know, I should, next time I go to somebody's house for Thanksgiving, I should pretend I'm a vegetarian and just eat like the bean casserole and the corn and the sweet potatoes. That I love, the sweet potatoes.
Now let's talk about sweet potatoes, because now this is something I wasn't really exposed to until I met my wife, and you know, it's a big deal all the time with turkey and holidays, and I personally don't care for them, mind you, when they're
really
made for me. Well, mind you, when they're made for me, it seems like there's 5 packs of marshmallows and 14 pounds of brown sugar dumped in them, but maybe that's why. I don't know,
but I love sweet potato pie. I don't like pumpkin.
Sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I'm not a pumpkin person either.
I like pumpkin pie.
Chris, I don't know. I don't know how we're gonna get through next Thanksgiving if you don't like turkey and you don't like pumpkin.
I won't.
You're
eat
gonna
it.
Have a lot of leftovers, man. You're a lucky guy.
I know. A lot.
Stick a Michelina in the microwave for Violet, and you're all set. I'll come over and help you finish the turkey.
No, hey, I'll just eat all the veggies.
Oh, there you go. That's the one time of year I eat veggies.
We'll do potatoes and gravy. We'll do some sort of stuffing, and we'll do pies, and we'll do all that stuff, and then we'll just get a small turkey or maybe chicken or something.
No, don't give in. Don't take away your turkey.
You know,
don't do that.
I like turkey.
Some things are
not
for compromising.
I mean, if I have to get turkey, I'll just get sliced turkey and make a sandwich or something.
No, we'll get you a turkey.
Wow. Who has the whip? I don't think it's the producer anymore.
No.
Damn.
He'll get the turkey. I'll get him a turkey.
Wow. I mean, called a turkey, but I don't know if I want a turkey.
Right. Oh, and I should mention that Logan is in the room with us. He's been in the room with us for a while. So hi, Logan,
and
DJ Chris. But I wanted to let people know that Logan has a show on TalkShoe, and it's called. He's two shows, one on Saturday night and one on Sunday night. One's called. They're both called Logan's Run, but one is Logan's Run, the Stargate Edition, which is on Saturday nights. And Sunday nights, it's Logan's Run the Podcast. And so if you guys are into this show, the Stargate show, you can do that on Saturday night. It's at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time. And the show ID for both shows is 49899. So welcome,
and
Logan.
And indeed, Sunday is his big show, and that's on in about 50 minutes' time. Right here on TalkShoe. So, I don't know what he's reviewing tonight, but he usually does a movie and talks video games and other stuff, whatever the
right.
Wherever the guest may take him. A lot of fun, a lot of fun. I always download. So, and he is number 9 this week on TalkShoe.
Wow,
we are,
excellent.
And we are number 59, and that makes us 5 weeks running. So, it's awesome. I'm very happy. So, you know, all those broadcasting, and we're up there 5 weeks in a row. I mean, we hit it the odd time, and then we kind of dropped off, but now we're on a roll.
Right, right.
Five weeks going.
Right, and Chris apologized that he's late, but he's glad to be here, though. Are you playing WoW by any chance, Chris? He was telling me earlier his brother wanted to play WoW. And
what
I told
WoW?
Him he could... World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry, I'm not so big on these acronyms. I apologize.
I told him he could play World of Warcraft and listen at the same time.
Absolutely.
So, and Chris, you're going to have to tell me what
English
server
anyway,
you're on.
Chris, so...
Because I'll have to play with you sometime. Wait, that didn't sound right.
LMAO.
All right, anyway.
It's all good. Okay, anybody ready for let's get through the football so we can carry on with this zaniness tonight.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Not to say that the football has not been zany, but... I just want to say by popular demand I have changed the song tonight, and here we go into some football. Not support any network. It just happens to be from NBC.
Right.
And that must be an old version if the Raiders were scoring a touchdown.
Anyway. It must be. I don't know from when. I don't know how, when. Is the Sunday night game still on NBC?
Oh, yeah, it's on right now. I was trying to figure out what the score was because I'm not in front of a television right now. I'm locked inside the studio, so. I'll catch the end of the game later, but go Colts!
Yeah, I can't switch the game because I'm actually recording two shows on TiVo.
Oh, I can just imagine what they are.
One of them happens to be the next Iron Chef competition, and the other one is Three Rivers. So.
Three Rivers. I'm surprised my wife doesn't watch that show.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Really good show. So, anyway, let's get to some football. So, this week, football actually started on Thursday. So, the first game on that one was the Chicago Bears at the San Francisco 49ers. And, the 49ers squeaked out a win on that one, winning it 10-6. So, and I was surprised, actually. I thought
I'm sorry, what was that one? I missed it. I apologize.
It was the Bears at the 49ers.
Yes, and of course I bet on the Bears, yeah. Okay.
And so did I. I think we all did. I think we all bet on the Bears. Because I did check to see if anybody picked San Francisco to win. And darn it, I was going to pick San Francisco, and I thought, the last few weeks I've been picking San Francisco, and they have been killing me, so I decided to go with the Bears, and guess what? They win. So
the Bears
anyway.
Show up about once a month, but anyway.
Yeah. But the games today are very interesting. A lot of unexpected wins. New Orleans barely beat the St. Louis Rams. 28-23, which really shocked me. I think New Orleans, they haven't had a bye week yet, so I think that team's getting tired. I think they need a rest.
Don't think they're for real. I mean, they've got a great team, but I think they might be a year away.
You think so?
I have been saying that all along, but hey, I also like the Giants and the Eagles, so I can say. Thank God they're out this week.
I do have an update on the game tonight between the Patriots and the Colts. You ready for this one?
No, I don't know if I am, but fire away.
Okay. Well, they are in the second quarter. Just a little more than 11 minutes has gone through. And New England is winning by 10 points, 17-7 so far.
And what quarter are they in?
The second quarter. And, 11 minutes and 18 seconds into the second quarter.
And it's in New England, I suppose.
No, it's in Indianapolis.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right.
All right.
Well, Manning can do miracles. We all know that.
So, in the next game.
We believe. Let's do a wave, everybody.
The next game is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Miami Dolphins, and Miami won again. So 25-23, another close game there. Then it was Detroit at Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings won 27-10.
No surprise
no surprise there. Then it was the Jacksonville Jaguars at the New York Jets in the Meadowlands, and the Jets lost. Jacksonville won 24-22. Then we had the Buffalo Bills at the Tennessee Titans, and boy, did they kick some butt today, 41-17. And I really thought the Bills was going to win this one. I didn't think the Titans would run away with the game like they did, but...
Now, listen, though. Now, is the Titans' success purely on the fact that Vince Young is back? Is he that good? Does he make that much of a difference?
It could be.
He could be. He could.
Because, I mean, since he's been back, they've been winning.
They have. And, I mean, they're a good team on paper, but we'll have to watch them.
So,
and,
you know.
Looks like DJ Chris was right into that Jets and Jacksonville game. I guess Jacksonville won with 3 seconds to go, one of those games. But I think the Jets are like the Bears. They're very sporadic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but we'll see. The next one was the Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we lost by 6 points. I didn't get to watch the game today. I was out eating lunch and shopping for shoes.
My Lord. And for those of you who don't know by now, Violet is from Pittsburgh, and when she says we, she means the Steelers.
Right. So... Bengals took first place in the division. Steelers are in second. Next one. Oh, this one is a shocker. The Denver Broncos at the Washington Redskins, and the Redskins beat the Broncos 27-17. It's a good thing you didn't buy the Broncos.
Yeah, you know, who was it that was talking? It was Tony Dungy that was talking about that, whatever network he was on, about 6 weeks ago, towards the beginning of the year, and he's like, I haven't bought the Broncos yet, but I'm just about ready, and I really respect Dungy because he used to coach the Colts, and I never did buy into them, and I'm glad because they're falling apart now.
Yeah,
that
I mean, it's like...
Western Division.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what's happening, but they are falling apart.
I, again, don't think they're that good of a football team.
That's three losses in a row, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think football is like any other sport, and I think that's why they have playoffs at the end of the year, is by the end of the year, you know, teams can come out of the gate really fast, but the real tough, well-disciplined, well-trained teams are going to make it through the long season.
Right, right. Then we had the Atlanta Falcons, who were at the Carolina Panthers, and this one, the Panthers won.
That surprised me, too.
Surprised a lot of people. And then we had the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, and the score for that one was 28-19. So that was a pretty decisive win. Then we had the Kansas City Chiefs at the Oakland Raiders. And I know that B. Wood was wondering about this game. And the Chiefs did pull out a win on that one, 16-10. And then we had the Philadelphia Eagles at the San Diego Chargers, and I picked the Chargers to win, and they did win 31-23. Then we had the Seattle Seahawks.
And I, of course, picked the Eagles, so.
You did?
I think so.
No, I picked the Chargers. Then we had the Battle of the Birds in Arizona, the Seahawks, and Arizona won this game 31-20.
Yay.
And
well, that must have been tough for Scott. His old hometown.
What?
Well, rainy day was playing the land of the desert drought. Your two favorite teams.
The Battle of the Birds. But you're saying that about your hometown team.
They're not my hometown team.
But
my,
Cardinals
my
aren't
team
your hometown.
Yep. Yeah, they're not my hometown, but I used to live in Illinois a long time ago. And my
Wait,
favorite
what
teams
does
are
Illinois
from
have
Zayla.
To do with Arizona? Now I'm lost. I
well,
typed something into the chat room
Louis,
and you're trying to...
But I don't know what St. Louis has to do with Illinois since St. Louis is in Missouri.
Well, Illinois is right next to Missouri, and so I've been a St. Louis Cardinal fan for like forever. And the St. Louis, or the Arizona Cardinals were used to be the St. Louis Cardinals. And then the Rams were from Los Angeles, I think, or something like that.
Right. Right. So.
All right. We've got E. Purcell in the room from Delaware.
Hi, E. Purcell.
Wow.
Now, I don't know, are the Eagles the names of, is that the name of the Delaware University, or are they cheering for the Eagles even though they lost today?
Well, Delaware's close enough to Philadelphia that they can be fans. They don't have a football team. They can be fans for Washington or for Philadelphia. They can be fans for anybody, you know, kind of like Cody is. Even though Cody lives in South Dakota, he's a Broncos fan.
True enough, and I notice he never shows up when the Broncos lose.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, Purcell, I'm an Eagle fan as well, and I had originally picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, and I don't know if they're even going to make the playoffs. Now, Violet, I was going to suggest that next week, when maybe starting next week, if you could, because we're getting closer now. We're in what, week 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe you
can
give the standings and an update on where the teams are in the wild card races and stuff like that, because it's going to get
fun
now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because I'm wondering myself who is winning that Eagles division now? Because Dallas lost today. The Giants didn't play, right?
Right. They had a bye week this week. Actually, I could give you the standings at this point, if you just give me a second.
Sure.
So right now, in the AFC East, the New England Patriots are first in that division. They have 6 wins and 2 losses. Next one underneath that one is Miami Dolphins.
Well, what about the Colts move? That's right. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the AFC North, and that one's being led by the Cincinnati Bengals. That was decided today. Then we have the AFC South, and that's being led by the undefeated Indianapolis Colts. Do you think the Colts could go undefeated?
Well, they're not doing a very good job tonight, but I absolutely, if any team can do it, I think the Colts are the powerhouse of the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'll be the Saints.
If they pull it out tonight, I'm wondering myself.
Although, mind you, I don't know what the Saints' schedule looks like the rest of the year because they weren't that good a team last year. So,
I don't even think, I don't know if there's any team that would be able to beat them if New England can't do it. So... Anyway, then we have the AFC West, and the Broncos and the Chargers are tied for first. So I don't know if they're playing each other yet. I have to
They'll play twice.
Yeah, so that may decide the first place team on that one. Then we have the NFC, and in the NFC East, it's the Dallas Cowboys who are first in that division, with the Eagles in second.
Now,
actually, the Eagles and New York Giants are tied for second.
And they all have 3 losses, right?
The Cowboys has 3 losses. Eagles and the Giants have 4 losses.
So I don't think there'll be a wild card coming out of that division. That's going to be that's going to be an interesting race right there.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the NFC South. New Orleans is 9-0, so they're first on that one. And the next one after that one is Atlanta Falcons is 5-4, so they're way behind.
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't get me wrong, I think the Saints are going to win that division, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time will tell. But it's getting to that time of year where it's going to get tough. We're going to have to keep an eye on these races.
And then the same thing with the NFC West team, with the NFC West division, the Arizona Cardinals are in first place in that one. Again, San Francisco 49ers are second, but they're also behind. I don't think they'll, you know, I think Cardinals have that division for sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
That should make for some good playoffs, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Okay. And just to end football...
Well, actually, I wasn't really done with football.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we finished. I apologize.
Well, no, we had one more game that has completed today. That was the Dallas Cowboys at the Green Bay Packers, and the Packers won that game 17-7. So, and it looks like the Texans didn't play today, so the only Texas team, looks like Gartex is in for a disappointment today with the Cowboys losing. And, you know, currently we've got the New England Patriots game going on, and I believe the Patriots are still winning.
Yeah, keep me posted on that, please. I'm not near a TV, so...
Okie dokie, we'll do.
Please keep me posted. All I was going to say is, because, you know, I know Scott, he never mentions anything about this with his Thunderbirds and whatnot, but the Spitfires went 2-0 this weekend and are now number 2 in Canada.
All right.
I think we're going to win it all again. And we have Common Sense 2016, who is in Michigan. I'm wondering whereabouts in Michigan, only because I am from Windsor, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
So I may be close to you. And a Wisconsin native.
Okay, I do have an update on the New England and Colts game. It's New England 23, Indianapolis 7.
Ooh, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a full moon or something? This has been a weird week again.
So, and then tomorrow we've got the Baltimore-Cleveland game for tomorrow night's game, but, you know, we're all assuming Baltimore is going to win, unless something funky happens, and
well,
Cleveland happens to win that game.
The other guy starting, though, Derek Couch, I think, is starting that game again, so they seem to think they may have some hope. He has no one to throw the ball to, but, hey, it's a different quarterback.
We'll see.
What the heck? Celebrating so. Cleveland. You got nothing else to celebrate for.
Hey, you know, I heard something, nothing to do with football, but I heard something really trippy. I heard, because, you know, Shaquille O'Neal happens to be in with the Cavaliers now. Did you know that he can stop you for speeding and give you a ticket?
Who, Shaquille O'Neal?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah. He's got, like, some kind of, like... He did this down in Florida when he played for the Mat for Orlando, where you can get, like, deputized or something. I forget exactly what he called it. But he can actually actually stop people for speeding and give them tickets. He's like a cop of sorts. So,
Cleveland,
you know,
rocks.
So I'm going to have to try to figure out where that is. I'd love to get a ticket from Shaquille O'Neal. I'd be like, thank you.
I guess. I don't know. We ready to move on here?
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal is giving speeding tickets. I can't drive 55. That's it for football. Is we'll be back on that again next week with some more football. Well, I guess a little bit Tuesday, if we have time.
Yeah.
Got a big show coming up on Tuesday. Big show. I noticed we have some new people in the room tonight. E. Purcell, B. Wood, Common Sense 2016. Welcome to y'all. I welcome them in the chat room, but do it audibly right now. This show, folks, is our water cooler wrap-up. It's kind of a, we do have some segments, so we're going to go into rapid fire, and our countdown tonight is going to be top 10 greatest disaster movies of all time with the release of 2012 this weekend. And, you know, just we're just going to chat, whatever you want to chat about. If you want to call the show, please do so. The number is 1-724-444-7444. The extension is 58563, and you hit the pound key, you know, fire your questions away in the chat room, and we read it as we go, and we will interact with you. But man, I'm getting really pumped for this show on Tuesday. 2012 End Times. We've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's finally coming.
Mm-hmm.
Violet is going to see the movie and is going to give us a review. So, are we going to have spoilers on that, or?
I will try not to have any spoilers. No, I'm not going to really have any spoilers. I mean, when I did the review for Paranormal Activity, I didn't really have a spoiler on that one because, you know, I just gave my review. I'm just going to give a review and tell you guys
how I
like it. You
didn't have any spoilers on that one because you fell asleep in the movie. Tell the truth. I'm hoping this one's better.
So, no, I'm not going to have any spoilers. I'm not going to, you know, tell you what happens in the end or anything. I'm just going to tell pretty much whether I liked it or not and why.
Violet was so scared during that last movie that when she fell asleep during the show, she had a nightmare. Boom, 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 boom. I need a drum cymbal.
Okay.
I digress. Anyway, we're going to play a little promo for you before we get into our other stuff. Rapid fire with five or four or whatever, how many random questions we have with 30 seconds for Violet and I to give our opinions or answers or whatever the questions may be, which we have no idea what they are. I did say the countdown tonight is the top 10 disaster movies of all time. They're not mine or Violet's or Scott's, so we will tell you ours if we have to add them, and we encourage everybody out there to do the same. And then we'll just open up for whatever happens. But this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, Double Talk Radio, our flagship show. We're coming up with the big 2012. We have, is it Bill Hudson? That's his name?
Yes, Bill Hudson.
Coming from 2012hoax.org, if we could put that up in the chat room for the folks to check out. Gartex is going to be here with some, he's got some stuff for us. And I've got a lot of questions and opinions, and so let's play the promo.
Okay.
The calendar advances. Galactic forces move into alignment. The Mayan prophecy approaches. What will happen on that fateful day, the 21st of December, 2012?
Their calendar was incredibly precise. More accurate even than our own. Its interlocking timescales of lunar, solar, and planetary cycles could accurately predict a solar eclipse thousands of years into the future.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs.
November 17th, 2009, 9 p.m. Eastern, 2012, comes to Double Talk Radio. Double K, Violet, and producer Scotty, along with some very special guests, will talk end times and the Mayan prophecies. It's a do not miss. Double Talk Radio, Tuesday, November 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Six o'clock TV hour, Nokia caught in four tower, slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, turn, locking in, uniform is both burning, blood letting, every motor.
You know, I have to agree with Scotty on that one. That's probably my favorite REM song. You guys there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Could you imagine being really drunk and singing karaoke to that song? Whoa.
Scott can't go see karaoke.
No? Bad voice or?
No.
I can't sing worth a crap.
No, not that he can't sing. It's just that people who can't sing annoy him.
Oh, okay. So
if they sing really, really loud and out of tune.
I just laugh. I love
karaoke.
That's
the whole point of karaoke.
I love it.
I mean, if everybody sang great on karaoke, it'd be boring. You might as well go see American Idol.
Well, do you want to hear my experience real quick?
We heard your experience.
I haven't.
I was with a friend of mine, and we went to this bar, and they hooked up the karaoke machine. She's got it on a computer, and everybody was singing, you know, pretty good. There were some people that are off key. Her husband happened to be there, and he decided to go up and chose a song. You know, you just normally go, you know, la la la. He was about in the range of a jet engine in terms of loudness. And you can hear him outside the building.
Wow.
So, I you know, karaoke is great if it's done, you know, nice, and, you know, I can stand karaoke. Just when you can't hear the other person say, let's go outside or can I get another drink, that's when it turns a little awful.
Well, I think karaoke is for the amateurs, and you're out there to have a good time. And
right.
I know they have prizes and stuff like that, but it's fun.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fun when they can't sing. I mean, you know.
I want to go karaoke again sometime soon.
I will never sing in front of Scott.
You can sing in front of me. I don't mind.
Well, we have some votes
in the... I'll sit in the back with the menu in front of my face then.
Hey, has anybody ever done radio karaoke? There's an idea. We could always do a karaoke on the show.
How would you do that?
I have no idea. I just have these bizarre thoughts. I must have these flashbacks. I don't know.
Radio karaoke?
Yeah, you know,
you
like on the
radio.
You'd have to sing into your own. You'd have to have your own words there, and you'd just sing for the audience. We could have our own little American Idol kind of judging on it, or we'd do like the Gong Show.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have any music.
Well, we'd have music. We'd have to use like via motion with the words taken out or something. I don't know how we do it, but Scotty will figure it out. Give him
karaoke
time.
Versions of pretty much any song out there. So all you'd have to do is find the music and then, you know, find the words.
Give Scotty 3 weeks and he'll figure out how to make it happen.
No, Scotty's got to worry about guests.
Yes, well, apparently we've got... Who else is coming up? Somebody from Washington or something.
That's all
coming.
We have, and then after that we have no guests.
Come on, Scotty. Let's get the emails going. Anybody out there want to be a guest, email Scotty. He'll put the address up, and we'll read it live as well on the radio. And if you want to come on the show, we'd love to have you. And we'd like to have guests come on the show and participate in Rapid Fire as well on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely. If you have a rapid-fire question that you'd like us to answer, you can send an email to kkliveradio@yahoo.com and just put rapid-fire on it and ask your question. And we also would like to get your name and, you know, so that we can say who...
Yeah, your name and location, that would work.
Yeah, and ideas for topics or shows. I mean, we've got a DTR Christmas party coming up on, the 22nd of December?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we were talking about maybe having an award show, the first annual award show. We'll give away golden water cooler bottles. Just throwing around ideas. So if you have any that you'd like to bring to the show, we would love to hear it. And DJ Chris would love to do that. So let's get him on for Rapid Fire or get him scheduled for a show, Scotty. You don't get leads like that one. He's right in the room now. So there's the email address,
DJ
Chris.
Oh, and by the way, you guys were talking about your favorite REM song. My favorite REM song happens to be Shiny Happy People.
Well, I like that one too.
I love that song. I love that song. It just, it always puts me in a great mood. You know, I think we should use that as our theme.
Okay, well let's get that. Maybe that'll be our Sunday theme.
Because you know, Shiny Happy People always makes me want to like jump around and dance, and every time I hear it, it puts me in a great mood. When in a bad mood, I play Shiny Happy People. First of all, I love REM. I like have every single album. So
great Canadian band. Great Canadian band.
Yeah, I'm just a huge REM fan. So
gonna have to do that on Countdown
guys,
1 week. The top 10 Canadian bands. Sorry, what's up, Scott?
I was going to say, if you guys want to email your questions to me, go ahead and do it right now.
Yeah, maybe we'll get them on tonight if you're quick enough. And so I'm going to talk about something to buy us some time here. I know Violet likes to do this all the time, and I like reading them. And whenever Violet takes a poll, I'll see it on Facebook, and I'll do one too. And there's all these polls. They ask you about everything on Facebook, and it is one of the few things on that social network that actually amuses me, are these polls. And some surprise me, but most of them don't. And the last one Violet and I took is this one. Do you feel Barack Obama has your best interest at heart? I guess they didn't even really finish their sentence. But, of course, the questions, the answers are yes and no, and then only his, which was my favorite. And I don't know what you voted for, but I said only his.
I didn't see that one. I said I said no.
I said no. He has only his interest at heart. Anyway, you know, again, I'm wondering how this guy is in power, because it was yes 23%, no 50%, and only his 26%. So that would say like 76%.
Mm-hmm.
No,
right.
Obama, take your big ears and pack your luggage from the White House and get out of there. And then along the same lines, this one really caught my eye. And this one had a lot of voters in it. Like, some of these things have, you know, some of them have 9 or 10 votes, but some of them have, like, 100, 200, 500 votes. This one had about 500,000 votes on it.
Right.
Will you vote for Obama in 2012? And, of course, it's yes, no. And then the third option is, of course not, we're going to be dead in 2012. Just kidding. The third one is undecided. And once again, 381,000 votes, no. Which adds to 70%. The undecided was 5%, and the yes was 24.5%. So, you know, who's voting for this guy? I've been asking this question since I came on the air. I'm hoping that my radio tenure is going to last longer than his political career.
I wish it were shorter than that.
What, my radio career?
No.
And this one's kind of on the line. I'll get back to Obama in just a second. You know I love talking about him. And we haven't in a few weeks. He's gotten under the radar for some, I don't know how. Do you believe in evolution? Now, this one kind of threw me for a whirl, because yes was 63%. No, the world was created by God in 6 days was 36%. And no, for another reason, was zero. But mind you, there was only 11 people voted. So vote on this one, folks. I'm curious to know. I thought it would be more of a sway towards no. There's so much theological evidence anymore, but maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I don't know if you read the poll that I took. I added a comment on mine, so.
Oh, I missed it. Sorry. What did you say? Oh, yes,
yeah,
I did. That was the one about the suckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said he's a race-baiting poverty pimp. How's that Obama thing working out for you, sucker?
And as always, if we are insulting Obama fans out there, please voice your side or call the show. We'd love to have a fun, spirited debate with you. But I'm under the impression, I'm sorry, the invitation has been so long-lasting. Stamps used to cost 2 cents. And I'm beginning to think that the Obama fans can't use the phone.
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, I'm surprised because, you know, I have some some Facebook friends who love Obama, and I'm surprised they haven't called in. I'm surprised I didn't get any comments after that little comment that I put on.
I think they're realizing that. Now, he was over in China, wasn't he? Because I was reading this other article on whatever website it was, that Obama warns of more crises if imbalances persist with the economy, and he was over in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of they're talking about that big meeting in Denmark that we were talking about a month or so back.
Right, the climate meeting.
The climate meeting, but they're also talking about the economy and where they're going to sign that bill or wherever it is for the one world economy. And he's really
the one world
really
government.
Pressing China. Yeah, he's really pressing China. But I think China may be our ally in this one. They're kind of holding out, wanting to keep their own economy and. You know, it's scary. I should put the link up for this in the webpage.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did find out that right now, as of right now in his first year, he has traveled more than any other president.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, he has played in his first year more golf than George Bush did in Bush's first 4 years. And you know how everybody was getting after George Bush for playing golf.
Bruh. You know, maybe he figures when he's on the golf course nobody can hear him, but I just you know, he had the beer summit and you know, the guy's just a whack job if you ask me, but
if he doesn't win next year's, you know, the next election, he can go on the PGA Tour.
Could you imagine? I always thought he played Dumbo. I thought he played Dumbo in a Broadway play or something.
You really have a
perverse fetish for his ears. Is that what you want to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. They stand out like Dolly Parton's You Know What.
You know what really bothers me is when he speaks, how he says his S's.
Yeah, you know, write him a letter and tell him to do the Selly Sells Seashells.
Anyway, we might have listeners out there who love Obama, so.
Fine, call me. Debate me. Tell me. I've been cursed. I've been knocked down. I've had hate mail. It's nothing new to me. I'm okay for it. Tell me you love Obama, and I'll tell you you're a freak just like him. But you love us anyway. That's why you keep coming back week after week. So.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Rapid fire.
Let's do it.
My buddy the rooster.
There you go.
Okay, so for those of you who are new, I know we have a few here tonight. Scotty, you want to tell them how Rapid Fire works?
Rapid Fire is 5 questions given to Double K and Violet. They have 30 seconds each to give their opinion. And, yeah.
Please don't ask me if I'm going to watch Melrose Place.
Oh, crap, I'm going to have to take that off my list. Ah, shoot. Darn it. All right, well, I guess I'm going to have to think of something else now. Darn it. All right.
Whose turn is it to go first this week? Oh, sorry, go ahead, tell the rules.
Well, I wasn't here last time, so I don't know where we're going to start. How about we start with Violet?
Okay.
Sounds good to me. I got the clock ready.
You went first last time.
All right, okay. I got the clock ready. Here we go.
And I did get a question from the audience, so we'll start with that one then. Violet, would you ever lie to a friend about their talent to spare their feelings?
Ooh.
No, I would not, because if my friend were thinking about taking their talent somewhere, I wouldn't want them to embarrass themselves. And I think a true friend would be honest to their friend about their talent if they were not good. So, I speak the truth.
Good answer. Good answer. Do I have to answer that too?
You have to answer that too.
And, man, you know, in the front, I would say the same. I agree with Violet. I wish that I would have the courage to do that. But at the same point, I think I'd be, you know, the back of me be saying, you know, I don't want to hurt their feelings or whatnot. That is a tough question. And I am going to say, I'm going to agree with Violet and say yes, because I think that would be the right thing to do. You know, you'd be saving them in the long run.
All right, we're going to go to another topic. What era of music was the best?
Good one.
Your
go ahead,
opinion.
Violet. And why, or just the...
If you want to add why.
Well, if we just say
just
the era, we're not going to go. We're not going to get to hear the party alarm. I'll tell you, because
I'm sure we'll have a party alarm on a couple of these.
Okay.
All right. Well, oh my gosh, that is a tough question. Tough question. I'm not really sure because, I mean, I thought the '60s came out with some really good music, some good rock and roll music there. But then, you know, so did the 70s, and, you know, the 80s music is really good. I can't answer that question, to be honest, because I think every era has come out with some good music. I can't really decide which one is the best. Although, I did really like the grunge music and that Seattle sound that came out back in the early 90s. So, I'm going to say it was the early 90s.
Party alarm!
That's the sound we hear when we've gone the limit, folks.
The limit.
Early 90s was your answer, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And I encourage everyone in the chat room to answer as well. Let us know. That's a good question. My turn? Usually
your turn.
You read the question again. Read the question again, Scott. That way I can take
a deep breath. What era of music was the best?
And I am going to, because, again, the benefit of going second, I am going to come right out and say that before I start second-guessing myself, because now I'm trying to figure out what song came out and what decade and whatnot. But I like the 80s. I like the 80s, I think. I'm going to... 60s and the 70s were real good. I agree with Violet. But I'm going to go with the 80s flat-out center. That's my... That's when Metallica started coming along and all those hair bands. And 80s.
80s works. Okay.
How about you, Scott?
80s. I'm an 80s kid.
Yeah.
70, I would say late 70s and basically all the 80s. Because that's pretty much when you've got a lot of bands that are just starting, and then those bands carried through the 90s. So they kept kind of running through those two decades. So
yeah.
I would say 80s, maybe 90s.
I mean, I don't know if they carried through the 90s. Once the Seattle sound came through, I think a lot of those bands were kind of left behind in the dust because, you know, they had bands like Nirvana and Soundgarden, and they were really, you know, rocking the airwaves.
I just wanted to tell you what I was thinking of it. Stone Temple Pilots is coming to Canada. They're coming to London,
really?
Ontario.
Oh,
yeah.
I love them. They're great live.
Great band, yeah. Yeah, that's one thing about grunge is they're great live bands.
Yes, they are. They really are. And then they had the Lollapalooza come out, which Lollapalooza was just an awesome, awesome thing.
Yep.
In its heyday. I know I went to four of them. So, actually, I went to more of them because me and my friends used to travel around. We, you know, Cleveland's 2.5 hours away, so we'd run up to Cleveland to go see Lollapalooza there. And, you know, Columbus is not that far away. We'd run to Columbus. Sometimes we'd go to Philly. So we would see, you know, several Lollapaloozas because sometimes they had different lineups. So,
good question.
Cool.
Yeah. Great question.
Anybody else? Yeah. Anybody want to join in?
Favorite? Well, Billwood out there says Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, so I guess that would be late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's why it's hard because, you know, you had the late 60s with Led Zeppelin and the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix, and then, you know, you had Janis Joplin. It's hard. I mean, especially when you're a music fan, it's hard to decide.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That would be a whole show to get that 80s guy on. He'd be good to talk some music with him. Rush was a great band. Canadian band, B-Wood.
Yeah.
You know, that's another great band that was great live. Rush was awesome live.
Oh, they were phenomenal. And their guy, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. It'll come to me. But the drummer, anyway.
Yeah,
Neil Peart.
He was Neil Peart. Thanks.
Yeah, Neil Peart was the drummer. Geddy Lee was the singer.
One of the best. Yeah, when they did YYZ or YYZ, wherever you're from.
Neil Peart.
A phenomenal band. And Geddy Lee used to play the keyboards and that double bass.
Yep.
Such a cool guitar he had. Remember the first time I saw them? I was really, really young when I first saw them the first time at Cobo Hall in Detroit, Michigan. And Max Webster was backing them up. And Geddy Lee came out and did, I don't know the name of the song again, but it's the one where they do Bust the Busters, Screw the Feeders. Great tune. And just electrify the place. And 2112 is an amazing song, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Sawyer. Just a great,
oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Gonna go listen to some Rush after the show.
And don't forget Great White North.
Yes, take off to the Great White North.
Off.
There's something that I might incorporate into the show at some point. Eh?
Well,
yeah, there you go.
If you're gonna do that, do the 12 Days of Christmas by Bob and Doug McKenzie.
I have to make a note of that. We'll have to do that at the Christmas party, since we are.
Oh,
well, maybe for December. You know, we're gonna have to start doing like something.
Yeah, we have to have a meeting for that, don't we? We have to get ready.
Because that's got Geddy Lee in it.
Because season one's coming to an end, right? In January, we start season two, I guess. So, no, I don't know. New year, new season. Anyway,
yeah, we can start a new season in January. Next question was, favorite TV show? I know this is really whatever it is, but...
Jeez, no and fear I'm, that I get to go first.
And I'm guessing Melrose...
Yeah, but when
Melrose
you go second on something like this, you contradict yourself. Wow.
Man, favorite TV show.
Okay, how about favorite three?
Favorite three? That's even worse. Favorite TV show. You know what? I'm going to have to say the Brady Bunch. It's my favorite TV show. I love the Brady Bunch. It was just a fun show. I love that whole six kids thing. I can win a good Brady Bunch trivia. I still love Brady Bunch, so. My TiVo win.
I'm sorry, but sometimes you need to fire that thing off, too, when you get a ridiculous answer. Like, of all time, that's your favorite TV show?
Yeah.
Hey, B-Wood is on the line, dude.
All right. Let me just say really quickly, because this won't take me 30 seconds. Wow, man. I'm going to have to say Cheers just off the top of my head. I mean, it's not on anymore. I don't watch it anymore, but I loved it when it was on. I never missed it. I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. I wish we had Isbia here. She could easily give us probably one of the CSIs or something. But
yeah.
What's yours, Scott?
Emergency.
As in Emergency One? Emergency One? Like
no,
the one out of 12?
It's like the one from Adam 12. It was basically the same genre. It was a firehouse. It was Gage and can't think of the other guy's name. It was pretty fun to watch.
They were paramedics.
When
they were on the walkie-talkies, they do the KMG 365 over and out.
Right, exactly.
By the way, folks, this is B-Wood on the line from San Francisco, California. Welcome to the show.
Hey, B, what's up?
A lot. Life.
A lot? Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks for unmuting me.
Well, absolutely. We don't mute anyone here at the water cooler.
Oh, cool.
Exactly. So what is your favorite TV show of all time?
Probably Ultraman. Or,
ooh. Oh, my
know,
God.
There was this one, like the old Japanese robot shows.
Johnny Sacco
I used to watch all those shows. Remember, do you remember? Yeah, Giant Robot, Johnny Sacco.
Yeah. Right. That went into a volcano.
And what's his name there? The guy who turned into Ultraman. His name was Hayata.
Right.
I used to love all those shows. Gamera.
He held up
Gamera.
Yeah, of course. I used to go to Hawaii every summer when I was a kid. I was pretty much, you know, in the early 80s, late 70s. And that's all they showed in Hawaii was all those shows. And they had all the toys and the action figures when it was, like, so far advanced, you know.
I so want to go on eBay now and get a Gamera toy for my kid.
They're expensive.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, Chris, it's X-Lite.
Like Voltron.
Oh. Voltron kicks booty.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I never even thought about talking about Godzilla and all them, like Mothra and Planet X. And
oh, I love Godzilla movies.
Oh, I haven't seen them in so long. And I'm not talking about the remakes. I mean, I like the old Japanese
ones. I like the old ones. I was just, Scott and I were talking about that, and I was telling him how much I love Godzilla, the old Godzilla movies. And actually last year, or maybe a couple years ago, on Comcast, which is our cable company, they had, they were showing all the Godzilla movies. The old Japanese.
I gotta get a hold of those. I think my kid would probably like to watch those too.
Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla was good.
Did you guys see Big Man Japan? It's this new movie that came out that's kind of based on that.
No.
Uh-uh.
I have not.
Yeah, look
I have
it
not.
It's about. It came out I think last year. It's pretty good. It's kind of slow, but it's just kind of weird. The creatures they have in it, and I mean, it's well done. It's good special effects, but it kind of drags, and you're kind of like, "What the hell is going on?" But it's pretty cool.
No,
it's cool.
There's a Japanese version of Spider-Man online somewhere. It's pretty cool. Strange, but it's pretty cool.
When are you guys going to do the top 10 disaster movie countdown?
Well, I think I'm ready to go. Do we have any rapid fire questions left? Or
I've got two left, but if you want to kill it right now, we can do that.
Well, pick one more. Let's do one more rapid fire, and then we'll do are you on a regular phone, B-Wood, or?
A cellular.
Okay. Do you want us to do the movies now?
I don't care. Do whatever.
Okay, one more quick question. Go ahead.
Okay. I was thinking about this earlier today. What cartoon character does Obama remind you of?
Well, I know Double K's answer.
I'm not going to say Mickey Mouse. I'm going to go first on this one. Who is that mouse who had the buck teeth?
Huh? You mean the one on Looney Tunes?
Yeah, the mouse with the buck teeth. With the big ears and the buck teeth. Hands down.
Jerry.
Is that who it was? Okay, my vote is Jerry. Go ahead, Violet. You can think about it now. Great question.
I have no idea. I have
How about Patrick from SpongeBob?
Hey, there you go. How about?
I would say Dumbo, but Dumbo's too cute.
Yeah.
How about Pluto?
But who?
Pluto.
Pluto has big ears. Yeah, yeah. They also have to be conniving and dumb as dirt. So isn't the mouse from Pinky and the Brain that got buck teeth and big ears too?
Yeah, Pinky. That's Pinky. And I was thinking
Pinky.
The Brain.
That's Pinky.
There you go. Yeah.
I don't know these shows.
Somebody get a picture of Pinky up on Google and put the site up on the chat room. And I guarantee you, put up Dumbo, Mickey Mouse, Pluto, and Pinky. And Pinky will win. What are we going to do today, George? Conquer the
world.
We'll
do our own poll.
Conquer the world today, George.
I must be too young for these shows because I don't know the
Pinky
shows.
Pinky in the Brain was like 5 years ago or...
Yeah, it wasn't. It was pretty new. I think it came out like when Animaniacs was on and a couple of shows.
Like I said, I must be too young.
What's that, B-Wide?
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah,
oh, I love
yeah.
Ren and Stimpy.
Beavis and Butthead would definitely be his vice president and, chairman of arms
yeah.
or whatever Hillary Clinton is.
Definitely. Definitely.
I really like Family Guy. Family Guy kicks ass.
Yeah, it's a good show, too. That's a good show. Now, Isbia's got the headset on. Is she unmuted over there?
Yeah.
Say hi to Isbia. She's missed some good things. So, Isbia, we just want to know what your favorite TV show is of all time, because Lord knows you watch enough shows. She put on this movie. I swear I've seen it 10 times, but because I thought I was hearing it in my sleep. I took a little bit of a nap, and then I woke up afterwards. But Bridget Jones something or other.
Oh, there's Bridget Jones. Sorry.
But they're both good.
It's a stupid movie.
God. Did you see Precious?
No.
No.
Not unless I had to. Not unless she drugged me and maybe sit on the couch and watch it.
That's the Oprah Winfrey movie. I mean, the one that she's promoting big time.
Got
yeah, I got to check this picture out of. I got to check this picture out of Pinky and the Brain before we go to our movies here.
But I really Normal Activity. It was like a really because Blair Witch sucked. I hated Blair
yes.
Witch.
Yes. I agree with you. I hated Blair Witch, too.
But it had that same essence to it. But they did clever things with the filming, like showed her standing there for hours and hours, fast-forwarding,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that kind of stuff, and staring at the guy, you know, just standing there. And how did they do the special effect where the ghost pulled her out of the bed? Did you see, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, Violet warned us all against seeing that movie, so we haven't gone yet.
I didn't warn you all
spoiler.
About seeing the movie. I just told you my opinion. That's not a warning. You can see it if you want.
But there's an alternate ending on YouTube, too.
Yeah.
It's not the same ending as in the theater. It has to do with her just sitting there for a day and her friend coming over and finding her and then calling the cops, and the cops come and they end up shooting somebody. It's kind of a weird ending. I like that ending better.
Right. Well, you know, I didn't like Blair Witch Project, and I have to be honest with you, B, I didn't really think Paranormal Activity didn't do anything for me.
But it had subtle little cleverness to it, like the footprint. When they put the baby powder out and the
mm-hmm.
footprints, they were like three-toed footprints, and it just messed with your imagination, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just didn't, I don't know, for some reason it didn't have the same effect on me as it did with a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, I was reading a lot of tweets about Paranormal Activity on Twitter, and everybody was like, oh my God, you know, it scared me so much, I don't think I want to be able to sleep, and I didn't have that. Unfortunately, I didn't have that same reaction, so.
No, you can't scare me. Like, The Exorcist, that's my favorite movie of all time, Exorcist.
Right.
We had our horror movies on, and yours, Violet, was Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And mine ended up being pretty much Silence of the Lambs, I think.
Right, that was on the other night.
Yeah, it was. You must get the same stations as I do.
So, I don't know. It was on some weird
thing. I watched it today. Oh, we got DJ Chris on the line, too. This is truly becoming an open mic tonight. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Wow, the whole room is on the phone. This is truly an a open mic tonight. Cool. Cool. And then everybody shuts up and says nothing. Usually I have to... Don't all speak at once, please.
Party!
There you go.
Okay, so...
That
water. I know how I'll get your attention. Hey, who did that?
Hey.
You smelled it, you touched it.
There you go.
No, the party alarm thing will get the attention. Oh, gosh.
I love that party alarm thing. Okay. I erased that, though. It's not on the thing anymore. You want to do the, let's do the top 10 disaster movies here
of
all time.
Yes, let's do it.
These are not mine. These are from, I got to go to the top of the page here to see who this is from. This is InfoBarrel.com. So, I mean, feel free to throw your own in. And some of these are kind of weird to me, but I guess they're disaster movies. Let me shoot the 10 off, and then we can kind of talk about it.
Okay.
They have here number 10, best disaster movie, Volcano.
Okay.
This one was weird, and I'll tell you the reason why. Number 9, The Ghost and the Darkness. It's the one with Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer.
I wouldn't consider that a disaster movie, but anyway, go on.
I didn't either, but it says here that it was based on a true story in Africa, and actually these two lions killed 130 people. Some of these get better. Like I said, I don't agree with all these. Some of them I do.
Okay.
Volcano was all right for number 10. Mm-hmm. Number 8, they had Jaws.
So I don't consider that a disaster movie either.
Thanks.
Neither.
Anyway.
Neither do I. Number 7... Deep Impact.
Okay.
Okay. Number 6. Now, I would have thought this one would be higher because I've seen this movie about 200 times in surround sound. Number 6 is Twister.
Mm-hmm.
Love that movie. This one I loved. I saw one. I don't know when I saw it, but I remember watching it. Number 5 is The Towering Inferno.
Oh, yeah.
I think I rented it on VCR or something. It was like 2 tapes. That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie. With Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston, Steve McQueen.
Uh-huh.
Paul Newman. The guy from the original Dick and Jane.
Did you notice that the buildings in Towering Inferno, they burned and burned, but they didn't fall at freefall speed?
No, it wasn't anything like the... It reminded me of the Twin Towers, actually, but... that was a
but
great
the building
movie,
never
man.
Fell. Never fell. A free fall speed. An hour after it was burning.
Who was the fireman in that movie? Was that Steve McQueen?
I think it was Steve McQueen.
I gotta get that again. I gotta watch that again. Anyway, let me get through these really quick. Number four. Number 4, the original Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, another good movie.
Yeah.
Then we go bizarre here again. Number 3, Independence Day.
Okay.
That's not really a disaster.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Number 2, this is weird to me too, Jurassic Park.
Yes, I don't consider that a disaster movie.
That's not a disaster at all.
And then I guess... I didn't make these up, folks. This is not a double K on drugs. And then number 1, which I thought this one was completely off the rocker, but then Scott emailed me to ask me if it was on the list. And it's the number 1. I didn't answer him, but I'm telling him now. The number 1 disaster movie, according to this website, was Titanic.
What about the day after tomorrow?
I mean...
The day after tomorrow is one I wrote down. That was with Dennis Quaid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So.
See, that should have been on there.
And
that
I mean,
should have been on there. And then another one that should have been on there, which I thought was a fabulous movie,
Happening.
The Hindenburg.
The Hindenburg? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Happening.
And then,
the Happening.
I
know it should be called The Crappening, but The Happening.
The Happening? I haven't seen that one or heard that one. What's that about?
How about Knowing?
Knowing? Yeah, that too, with Nicolas Cage. The Happening was by
M. Night Shyamalan, the guy who did the Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I remember that one. I did see that one. I'm sorry.
But since we're talking disasters, how about The Wizard of Oz? That was a tornado.
Hey, that's Twister. There you go.
Another thing that should have been on there was Earthquake.
Oh,
yeah.
With Charlton Heston. That was a great movie.
Yeah, and then what about The Day After, the one that came out in the 80s?
That's the one with Dennis Quaid. Oh, no, that's
Day
The Day After Tomorrow. The Day After.
That was when the whole nuclear thing in the 80s was going on, and people, you know, were trying to decide if they were going to build shelters.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah,
we're getting into science fiction. I guess these should all fall into it. I was thinking more
What about The Birds?
Or what about The War of the Worlds? That's another good disaster movie.
Yeah, that too.
Dante's Peak.
But those aren't disasters, are they?
Well,
yeah,
I'm thinking
more along the lines of Towering Inferno, Poseidon Adventure.
How about Airport 79?
The airport movies were good. The original airports, yeah.
Yeah, the airport movies. Let's see, what else? Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which I love
Even
that.
Took place on a comet.
So I don't think like Jurassic Park is a disaster movie.
No, it's weird. And Titanic was just a long, boring way to trap guys to go to another love story.
Yeah, it wasn't really. I mean.
I didn't need that crap with them two doing it in the back of the Model T. That had nothing to do with the storyline.
I like that scene.
I could see Jurassic Park as a way of showing off special effects.
Right.
That's what it was. Titanic was just an isolated incident. It didn't have to do with the world.
Right,
no,
but this isn't world disasters. It's just disasters, period.
Yeah, they put this into, like, a broader spectrum. I just thought I'd flip that up because you're going to see 2012 and we're talking about that on the next show. And
what did you think of 2012?
Hmm?
What did you think of 2012?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna be seeing it on Tuesday. So I'll be giving my review on Tuesday night on 2012.
It's CGI laden. I'm sure it's over the top CGI impossible stuff, and that's
right.
It's a popcorn movie, and you just want to go in expectations. Like, wow.
Has CGI effects gotten worse over the years?
What?
Have CGI effects gotten worse over the years, or is it just me?
Please define CGI. I don't mean to sound like an idiot Canadian.
Like, you
but,
know, the special effects in movies, like, for instance, Star Wars.
Peter Jenner did images.
Yeah,
I don't know
that.
Because we're getting so ahead of ourselves now with technology that, nothing surprises you anymore, eh?
They just seem so fake. Like, the older ones just seemed more real. Now this is just so unrealistic, and the things look fake, like in Transformers.
I'm not a Transformer fan, but...
I thought that was well done.
I don't know. I find, and I don't know if you consider this special effects or not, but I find the movies where they go into medieval times, or, you know, when they have a lot of cast members to build armies and stuff like that, and they really set the mood of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they have really good special effects.
Kind of like Gladiator.
Lord of the Rings.
I love Lord of the Rings. I can't wait for The Hobbit to come out.
Oh, The Hobbit?
I can't wait for
The
Hobbit.
Hobbit?
Yeah, they're doing The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Is Peter Jackson doing it?
Yep.
I don't know the answer to that, but... I know there's a few movies I'm really looking forward to. I'm looking forward to The Hobbit. I'm looking forward to the new Iron Man.
Yeah, me too.
That'll be.
They're supposed to be making one with Batman and Superman together.
Get out!
The two new guys.
The Hobbit is being done by Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, he's the one who wrote my book.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I cannot wait for the next Star Trek to come out.
Oh, neither can I.
I love the first one. That is by far my movie of the year this year.
Yeah,
neither can
I. Oh, you have to see it. Who said it was okay?
I did. It was okay.
You liked it, Scott. I remember your reaction.
Well, I did, but
it was
hilarious.
Okay.
It was a great movie.
It was fantastic. Even Trekkies loved it.
Wow. They never love anything.
Yeah, but I would put Iron Man above it, though. I'm sorry.
Well,
Iron Man
was
good,
movie.
Too.
It's a completely different movie.
Scotty was the best. The Scotty in there was awesome. The Captain Kirk was awesome.
Yeah.
The Spock was awesome.
Iron Man and Star Trek are two completely different movies. You're like comparing apples to oranges.
Yeah, you want to talk superhero movies. One of my favorites this year was the Wolverine one. That was a good movie this year.
I'm not a fan of that show.
What about District 9?
Never saw it.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't know. We couldn't decide if we were going to see that or not. Remember?
I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah, we're going to see District 9 or Star Trek. We saw Star Trek.
Yeah, we saw that in IMAX.
That's going to have sequel. The District 9 is set up for a sequel.
I think Star Trek is set up for a sequel also, which I can't wait.
Oh, Star Trek. They'll make a few Star Treks. That was a great movie.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
What was that one guy's name that was doing the... They were trying to beam him back up from the platform.
Leonard Nimoy?
No, it was... the guy that had a really harsh accent. He was trying to do the broadcast.
Chekhov?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool, too. Chekhov was cool in this
one.
He was cool.
I liked him. Chekhov was cool.
They're also making another movie about Thor, or not another, but a new one with Thor.
Yep.
That could be cool, depending on... They should make it... Hopefully, they make it one of those darker superhero movies, and not one of the real... Not like the Spider-Man's, more towards the Batman type of thing. I find with Marvel, now Iron Man was an exception, but Marvel doesn't do usually a very good job of bringing their heroes to the big screen. That's just my opinion. I prefer the Batmans and that.
Well, if you do a comic book style, or if you take a story comic book into a movie, I think that would work, but if you want to take... Let's say Dark Knight. I'm using DC, but if you take Dark Knight, that was kind of weird. But, yeah, but pretty much all the Marvel movies, to my liking, have sucked. Even the
X-Men Here's two questions for you. Who was a better Joker? Jack Nicholson or Heath Ledger?
Ouch,
well,
that's
hard to say because, I mean, they played the Joker differently.
I agree.
I thought both of them played the Joker very well. But if you're looking for more of the darker side of the Joker, then, of course, Heath Ledger played him well. If you're looking for the more campier side of the Joker, which I think, Jack Nicholson did. I think Jack Nicholson did a great job as a Joker. I mean, I think they both did a great job, but it's just two different versions of the Joker. It depends on which version you like better.
What were you going to say, Chris?
Well, I like Heath Ledger's take on the Joker a lot more. I think that was a lot more interesting, so I'd have to say him.
Yeah, I think Heath Ledger was more real world.
Right.
But I love it. Nicholson
more
killed
realistic.
Me.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was more realistic.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is like Batman, the series, I mean, they were really campy. You know what I mean? So I think more Jack Nicholson was doing that end of the Batman, or the Joker.
See, as far as the cartoons go, I like the new Brave and the Bold that my son watches better. I like the Batman where they're going back to where Batman's wearing the blue and the gray.
Mm-hmm.
As far as cartoons go. And they got Aquaman, and you know, that's just me, but.
Well,
big
you,
Batman.
Did you, ever watch Batman Beyond?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that one too.
Now, how about this, guys? Because I was a real big fan of what's his name? Jim Carrey as the Riddler. The new one is going to be Johnny Depp.
Really?
As the Riddler.
That should be interesting.
Trying to picture him as like, I'm watching him more as his Willy Wonka persona.
Right.
As the, or Edward Scissorhands or something like that.
I can almost see it.
Johnny Depp is such an amazing actor.
So I read that the other day. Yeah, I read that the other day, and so.
And again, you're going to have, I don't know how the movie is going to be, but I mean, like, for example, had Jack Nicholson been the Joker in The Dark Knight, it totally would not have fit. But because of the movie, I think Heath Ledger's version of the Joker in the movie that Jack Nicholson played the Joker, it would not have fit either. It would have been too dark. So I think it all depends on the movie and how it's played. I mean, again, Jim Carrey, I thought Jim Carrey was great as the Riddler, and he played him very campy, so...
I think you're hitting it right on the hammer on the nail with the word campy, because I think that the younger people make it more believable, because, they have to be in this phenomenal shape, and, I know they have superpowers and all that, but they seem more like the hero might be.
Yeah. So I think it really depends on the type of Batman movie they are making. I mean, if they're going to make it more like the Dark Knight type of Batman movie, then I don't think Jim Carrey's version of the Riddler would fit and would be terrible. But I think Johnny Depp will do a great job either way. I mean, Johnny Depp is just an amazing actor.
Yes. I got this in the chat room. I don't know if we have any more updates, but we got 24-14 New England. So this game is not out of reach. We got almost the whole half to play here.
Right.
So.
Right. So.
I thought of a couple more disaster movies.
Okay.
One of them, a real one, would be Perfect Storm.
Okay.
That
yeah.
Would be a disaster. That was a good movie. And
great
what was
movie.
The movie? What was the movie where they took those kids out on the ship with Wahlberg and I think one of the bridges was the captain of the ship. Can't think of the name of it. Remember they all went out to sea? It was all those young kids and they were on the boat and they were learning how to sail.
No.
An old-fashioned schooner. Anybody remember that?
No.
I think I vaguely remember that, and I can't remember.
As soon as
remember
I get
it.
The T-shirt printed, the first person to answer that question will get a D. Indeed.
Well,
the one I thought of, which is, if you're going science fiction, would have to be Planet of the Apes.
But that's not a disaster movie.
Well, it would be. Monkeys
no.
took over the world. It'd be a disaster if you were a human.
Aren't they on a different planet?
No, it was Earth, because remember Charlton Heston found the Statue of Liberty on the beach?
I love the Simpsons parody of that musical.
musical.
With Troy McClure. Oh, God, so funny.
I don't know, I wouldn't consider Planet of the Apes a disaster movie.
What about
well, neither
Waterworld?
Would I. I don't consider Jurassic Park a disaster movie either.
I don't either.
What about Waterworld?
How about Cloverleaf?
Oh, Waterworld. That was a good movie.
Oh, Cloverleaf is a crappy movie. Ugh.
I think the person who made that list needs to look up the definition of disaster.
I agree. And where will 2012 fall on there?
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think it would even be on there.
I was so disappointed by Cloverleaf.
Was Cloverleaf another one of those video camera movies?
Yes, and it, oh, I have
yeah,
a
I didn't
time
like
I wanted
it.
To puke.
That one nauseated me as well.
Yeah. Because that one, they were moving.
Not Cloverleaf.
And I was so disappointed.
Cloverfield, sorry, Cloverfield.
Right, Cloverfield. And I was so disappointed because I was so looking forward to that movie, too. And it was just so...
I actually liked it.
Did
I
you?
I liked the idea of it, yeah. And there's going to be a sequel to it, too.
You must have a very strong stomach.
Who?
Whoever liked it. Be what?
Yeah, I have... Even my band, stomach.
Yeah, are you going to send us in a, give us a, send us an MP3 or something? We'd like to hear your band.
Here's a link. I'll put it in the chat. Right.
If yeah, that's the one you already put in, I can go back and get it. That's cool. I can go back and get it. I'll look it up.
New one. That's the YouTube link.
You're on YouTube?
Oh, cool.
We just played at the and this is footage from that.
And what instrument do you play?
I'm on the drum.
Cool. And you said they were heavy. You're heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you influenced by?
Jimi Hendrix, Zeppelin, Rush, The Police, Suga, Dropping Out of Laugh.
You like Metallica?
There. Kind of.
I've seen Metallica five times.
Oh, they're
so
great live.
They're
bad
so
for your ears.
So overrated. I love Master of Puppets. I love Ride the Lightning. And then the Shark.
For Whom the Bell Tolls Live is a great. Yeah, I agree. Master of Puppets may be their best album, but. The best tour was Injustice for All, I think.
Jason, yeah.
Not necessarily the best album, but definitely the best tour they did. But,
like a corporation. They're a corporation, you know what I mean? Like.
Well, they I think metal and Metallica are synonymous I think they were kind of the pioneers. Of actual real heavy metal.
Actually,
Judas Priest was.
They were another good band, but I think with Metallica is they got old and just some bands just don't know how to say goodbye. You know, notice what's his name? Steve Perry finally walked away from Aerosmith.
No, Steve Tyler.
Steve Tyler, sorry. Steve Perry is from Journey.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Right.
Slayer. They were the pioneers.
Slayer, yeah, I remember all those bands. But they fat in and fat out. I mean, they don't.
And if you ever saw Anvil, the documentary about Anvil.
Well, I see, I know Anvil because they are a band from Ontario, which is where I'm from in Canada. So I saw Anvil play when they were playing in bars in Ontario. They were huge in Japan. It's this movie that's made Anvil big in the States. But Anvil was a huge, huge metal band about 15, 16 years ago, maybe even longer.
Wow.
Those guys have been working day jobs for the past, decade and a half and playing their music because they love it. And they got that deal for the movie. I don't know if anybody's seen the Anvil movie, but it's made them extremely popular now in the States because of the movie, but those songs like Metal on Metal and The Anvil Was Forged in Fire and Mothra and all those songs, they were released close to 20 years ago.
Yeah, they were great.
Good
you
band.
Want to hear something really
I...
crazy is you're a big Metallica fan, Double K. My ex-husband actually knew Metallica before they even started making records. I mean, he's got pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Back in the Garage Band days.
Back in the Garage Band days. He was big into the band scene in the San Francisco area. back in the mid to late 80s, and was you know, so knew all those guys when they were still playing the clubs.
Cool. Like, can you imagine seeing a band like that in a bar?
So, and he's got actual pictures of like parties and that, you know, he would that he frequented with them. He went to high school with one of them. I can't remember which one.
Lars?
I don't remember.
You know, could you imagine sitting in a bar listening to that band? Like, how loud they'd be? They'd probably have, like, 10 Marshall stacks up. I wouldn't want to be drinking beer because the foam would just be ridiculous on your glass. Those guys with their... Oh, man, they're loud.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that's the whole point.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I mean, again, yeah, you're right. It's probably not music that you listen to while you're sitting around and... But live, yeah, they're just an amazing, amazing band.
Yeah.
Really,
you ever see Gwar?
Gwar. Is that the band that wears the masks? And...
Yeah, and they, you know, they get all this, you know, just don't wear your Sunday best to one of their shows.
I have not seen them.
It's an experience.
Anyway, listen, I can't contain myself, so I got to play this little clip for you, just because you are some of the privied few that are here tonight.
Okay.
2012, Tuesday night, November 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern, Double Talk Radio, right here, same channel, same time as we air for the wrap-up show, our big flagship show, Double Talk Radio. Bill Hudson from 2012hoax.org, Gartex, a regular contributor to the show. Violet's going to go see the movie and let us know what's going on there. We're going to explore all avenues of if the world is coming to end or isn't it. The Mayan prophecies, all that good stuff coming up
right
here on Double Talk Radio. So here's a little preview of the beginning of that show.
Foretold in the Mayan calendar, the Chinese oracle of the I Ching, even an internet-based prophetic software program. 2012, a date that is prophesied as the end of the world. But is there any science behind this dire prediction? Could ancient oracles truly predict the future? The answer could affect us all, because history shows a surprisingly good track record for those who say doomsday is almost here.
One thing. It's time for some Double Talk Radio. Double Talk Radio.
Okay, so when you hear that, folks, you know we're heading into the big show. Tuesday night. Just a quick poll around the room. Who thinks the world is going to end in 2012? Hello? Did I put everyone to sleep?
Oh, I think the world's going to start partying.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to end.
Nah, not going to end.
Now, do you think it's going to cause a time of heightened awareness? Do you think we're heading into a tumultuous time where we are, you know? Do you think anything of it whatsoever?
No, I think it's just some stupid hoax.
I agree.
Yeah, you have to look at the picture. It's like a setup. You're getting the bigger picture that they want a new world order. They want there to be one government.
Mm-hmm.
And they want, you know, there's a big picture to this little fire ant, you know, on this earth. But if you go out to space, you look up and you're like, what the fuck is that? You know, like, how could you... I mean, we are so insignificant, so minor, and yet we have this huge political system, economies, societies, governments, and it doesn't jive. It doesn't mix. When you look up into the sky and see a star, it doesn't mix at all.
If you've listened to us in previous episodes at all, you know how we feel. We definitely think Obama is off to make himself some new world order and a one world government, and
that's another
angle to the picture, I guess.
He's a puppet. Many levels above him that are really controlling the situation, like the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, the Bilderberg Group. There's 90% of the people own 2% of the wealth, and the rest own it all. And that's mm-hmm. like 5% of the people own all of the wealth. And the Federal
Reserve. That's no secret.
Let's just talk about the Federal Reserve. That's as federal as Federal Express. It's not. It's a privately owned banking company that prints money out of thin air, and we're based on debt. That's what we're based on. And this cap and trade, this whole thing, Obama's health care plan. Are you kidding me? That has nothing to do. Has nothing to do with our constitution. They're slowly stripping away our constitutional rights.
Yep.
Starting with 9/11, taking the mm-hmm. Patriot Act. I mean, are you what? And they won't show us footage from the Pentagon getting hit. That's the most heavily video surveillance place in the world, and they only have one second video of what hit the Pentagon, and they confiscated all of the surrounding videos from the Citco station and the Tell nearby. They were there within minutes. And I'm sorry, but we've had the Gulf of Tonkin. Do you know what that incident is? The Gulf of Tonkin. That started Vietnam. That got us into Vietnam. And the Luciferian, the cruise ship that got us into World War II. Those were false flag terrorist attacks. They were false flag. They were lies. They were complete set up to get the sheep, us American people, into going to war, because war is profitable and you make a lot of money off of war. And It's all about controlling, having one government, one form of currency, like one thing. Why the hell are we sending more troops to Afghanistan? Why?
Yep.
Nation building.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nation building. We have troops guarding the opium fields against whoever, the Taliban. And nobody looks at this. No, it's so obvious. It's so, like, duh. You have the mainstream media that is controlled by the corporations that own all the money. So they're going to tell you what they want you to hear. There's no... What you see, you're just... You know...
Right.
Not, you don't see the full picture. You don't see what's really going on. The swine flu? The vaccine? Are you kidding me? Are you joking? I mean,
well, I'm not taking it, so I know that.
Yeah, me either. It's a lot of crap.
I don't mean to interrupt you, and you know, a lot of your opinions are definitely aligned with ours. Guest 13 is on the line. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the wrap up.
Oh, hello, Guest 13.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm new to TalkShoe, and I actually found this the link to it on. American Resistance Movement's blog page. So I'm new to all of this. I'm a little bit upset at where our current administration and more or less the world over is going. For the mere fact that, you know, I'm 34, I'm married, and I got 3 kids to raise, and it's just, it isn't turning out like I planned. I mean, it's what we have going on now in the world is a complete disgrace to our country. We got troops over in Afghanistan fighting for God knows what.
Mm-hmm.
You got, we're supposed to be battling the Taliban. Now, what's the latest news story? They say we have Muslim, you know, U.S. born Muslim, I don't know, the only thing I can call them is sleeper soldiers in the army.
Right.
What the hell is going on in the world?
Right.
Welcome to the voice of Underground Radio. This is where we live, and... this is where we like to uncover things, and it's a world of free speech, and we like to talk about it all. So
exactly.
Make sure you join us.
I'll be completely honest with you. I have a good friend of mine. You know, he he listens to George Norrie and Art Bell, and he talks a lot about conspiracy. And first, I was laughing it off, but now I'm really beginning to think that, you know, who we've put into power, regardless of past or current and past governments, that there's a hierarchy there that us common people, we don't see.
It's a bloodline. It dates back thousands of years. It's a bloodline. Every elected president is related, in case you haven't researched that or noticed.
I did hear that, you know, I mean, well, with money and power, well, we'll just say with politics comes money and power. You know, that's what I've started to learn.
No, and, they don't care about the money. They don't care about the money. They care about the power.
1984.
I mean, I just can't believe that there are people out there that are so... desperate to have to run other people's lives.
Mm-hmm. There's,
I mean,
so
just, I'm
I
still
mean,
in awe.
Yeah, it's insane, isn't it? I agree with you.
Welcome,
I mean, I
to
out,
our world.
I live
been
out
trying
out.
To solve this Rubik's Cube for man.
I live in rural Pennsylvania. I got the hell out of the city. I'm probably about 17 miles from the city of Pittsburgh, you know, home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I got out of there, man. We couldn't deal with it there. You got police brutality. You have shootings everywhere. I mean, I moved out here, out to the country, to get away from all that. And we've been okay since then. You know, I've been trying to bring my kids up right, and I don't know if anybody in the room is religious, but, you know, I tried teaching them Christianity and how to be straight and narrow.
Right.
It's kind of hard nowadays.
No.
I mean,
that's the whole reason for all this is religion. You shouldn't, I mean, that's, did you know Washington, D.C. is a separate state? It's a state.
Oh, yeah, it's a District of Columbia.
And in Rome? That's a separate state. They have a separate
Wait a minute. You cannot compare these moron jerks in Washington to any sort of organized religion. whatsoever.
Yes, sir.
I gotta differ with you there. I agree with you on a lot of stuff, but if these guys are anything, they're the Antichrist. They are certainly not Christians.
Right. No, I agree with you. But there's no such thing, though. They're just bad people. They're just bad people. It's not like Satan or God. That's all based on solstice. Like, God is based on the sun. Jesus is based on the sun rising. Because if you look at every religion, from Egyptian to Buddhist to everything, there's a man that was born of a virgin, and he was baptized when he was 30, and he had 12 disciples, and he was crucified and resurrected in 3 days during the same time, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th of December. And that's when the sun is at its lowest point, and it's getting ready to come into spring, to end winter, and that's what it represents. That's all it is. It's a solstice.
Well, according to our calendar, he was crucified in sometime in April. But actually, Christmas is way off the date, as somebody pointed out in Double Talk Radio the other night. Jesus was actually born sometime in the fall.
Right. He was. But there's all these other religions that everybody's ripping off. Everybody's ripping off religion. It has to do with solstice, the planets and everything. If you look at an age, and you know, you have 12 houses or ages that take 2,600 years to go through. Well, we're entering into another age. We're going to enter into, like, I think it's Aquarius.
In somewhat of a roundabout way, I can agree with you that we're going into another age, but I can't parallel solstices and stars and whatnot with religion.
That's where it all comes from.
No, the religion comes from God. You know, we're not going to debate that tonight. We'll be here till flipping 4 in the morning. But I don't think that's where it comes. Now, maybe these other things that you're talking about can definitely come from a solstice, and they may not have no copyright. But I mean, from what I understand, from what I've read and studied, you're talking about two totally different things. Like the Christianity definitely has a definite time frame and. Anyway, I can't follow you on some of this, but, you know.
If you look at Egypt religion, if you look at Horus, that's the god of the sun, and he had a nemesis, which was night. And every night, his nemesis, Horus's nemesis, would defeat him, and it would be night. It would be cold. And in the morning, Horus would defeat the nemesis, and it would be warm, and it would be.
I guess where I run into a little bit of a problem here is, you know, everybody has a right to their own beliefs and whatnot, but you're talking about these other religions, and since I don't believe in them, I can't give it any valor. I mean, I also have a nemesis. It's called a hangnail.
Yeah.
And I conquer it each and every day, but, you know, I'm just saying,
if you research religions, different religions, they all have the same story as each other.
And they're copycats, I guess.
Have the same story. But yet,
I don't know. What does everybody else think? I throw it open to the floor for the last little bit of the show here.
I don't have a comment on that.
Okay. Anybody?
I don't have one either. It's going to be whenever 212 is here, and we'll see what happens.
Fair enough. Well, just 13.
All the prophets are right, and everything seems to be right. It's the end of the world. So. And if not, then we just keep going.
I have a comment about the Nemesis thing. The neighbor next door decided to, apparently we had a break-in a couple weeks ago over here, right? And a lot of the guys' stuff was stolen. They took off with his guns, his ATV, some jewelry, whatnot, some computer equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And but so now he's my nemesis. I mean, he's a nice guy, but I guess he went and had ADT come out and put their alarm system on, and he got this put these spotlights up. So every time, and they're like motion sensors, and they're not mm-hmm. tuned properly. So every time I pull in my driveway, it looks like I'm entering the gates of heaven. And that's coming from his side of the street. So you know, that's my nemesis right now. But I mean, like, my opinion on, you know, everything that we're talking about, the solstice, I can't say the word, but anyway, and Aquarius and the different various I guess, signs that we're in now. Does anybody have an opinion on, like, what is there really a one true religion that everything's based off of?
No.
Yes.
I think that.
What religion would you think it would be? Judaism, or you know?
No. I firmly believe in Christianity. I firmly believe in the Bible, and I firmly believe everything it says. And that's just my personal opinion. I'm not here to convert anybody. I will debate you. I will argue you at another point in time. But I believe that Christianity and the Bible is the final say and is the absolute truth. That's my opinion.
And I agree.
Okay. We're all in agreement.
Explain to a mentally retarded person Noah's Ark. Explain that to them.
It's funny that you bring that up, because I work with MHMR adults, and that's what I'm constantly explaining and correcting.
I would love to hear their answer to Noah's Ark, if you explained Noah's Ark to them.
Well, I go into work Monday. I can ask my buddy Carl. He's pretty high functioning, and he knows about Jesus, and he knows how he came upon the earth.
I mean, when you get into Christianity, you get into all forms of different beliefs, and it's unfortunate sometimes, because we end up dividing in our own faith, and we disagree on so many things. But I'll tell you one firm thing that I believe in, and the only thing that person needs to understand is that Jesus loves them, and Jesus forgives them, and they are going to go to heaven. And that's all they need to understand. They don't need to understand about Noah's Ark. Neither do I. There's a lot of things in the Bible I don't understand. A lot. But, you know, I think they need to understand and have a feeling. And it's my personal belief that the Holy Spirit will touch that person and will save them and show grace on them. And they don't need to understand Noah's Ark. Again,
isn't
just my opinion.
Isn't that just a reflection of us, of how our conscious morals are? Isn't that just a reflection? It's a reflection.
I guess it could be. Again, it's all up to your beliefs, and you know, I guess it goes into it like our political theories, and when Guest 13 first came into the room, and you know, I was drawn into this whole internet talk radio thing, because you know, I'm just starting to wake up at how the government is turning, and I want a way where I can explore and listen to other opinions. You're free to any opinion in religion. I'm just giving you mine, and I do not come on the radio to certainly convert anybody by any means, but I am very strong and rooted in my faith, and it's what I believe, and I think that it's proven, and it's just me though. Like, I mean, I'm not here to try and sway you.
That's respectable. I'm just saying, when you look up into the at night, if you go outside right now and look up and see the stars and everything, that should be your religion. And they misconstrued that. They based it on something that was separate.
Yeah, again, B-Wood, I'm gonna turn that around you and use another analogy like you keep throwing at me. That means if I walk upstairs and I go in the fridge and I see eggs, that's what I should have for breakfast in the morning.
Well, no, I'm talking about just inevitability.
It's inevitability of what?
Of reality.
of reality.
But at some point in some things, you have to have a little bit of faith. And in some things, the mind cannot conceive, and we will not have some secrets unveiled to us until whatever time. And this may be the biggest smoke and mirrors of all time, you know, and we'll all end up being fooled. But, I mean, at some point, reality and religion just don't make sense together. But
because
that doesn't mean it's not
religion
real.
Religion is faith-based. That's,
and a good point by Isbia, we also believe that God created the sky and the stars and the moon, which is one of the more simple beliefs that we have. But that's the very first book of the Bible. And so, yeah, when I go outside and I look at the stars, I'm looking at creation.
That could be an excuse for our mentality.
I have a question. Do you believe that birth, a child, we'll say from contraception to birth, do you believe it is a science or a miracle, a gift that's been given?
Well, I'm going to say it's an absolute miracle being through it myself, but it is a science. I mean, because we've made it a science. That's the only reason it's a science.
Yeah, it shares both parts, but ultimately.
Ultimately,
there's
it's a miracle.
There's someone who decides who has children, how many they have, and the health and well-being of them, we should say.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool.
And then science is something that was invented by man.
Yeah. The study of a certain, study in.
Hang on,
B. Would Chris wants to say something here? Go ahead, Chris.
Science and the whole miracle thing. I want to talk about that. I think that science is ultimately a miracle itself. And that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, I wish we would have got on this stuff a little earlier. We could go all night with this stuff.
Yeah, I get into deep thought a lot, man. Wife thinks I'm crazy sometimes.
You know what? If you try to think about eternity and try and solve the mysteries of the universe and all that stuff, it can drive you crazy. Because I don't think I don't think we still have the understanding of it.
We know that technology is way more advanced than we know.
Created technology. These are all things that were created that are follow up to the original question.
But we're not the only ones intelligent life out there. I mean, we're not. We can't. It's impossible.
And again, that's another debate, and that is quite possibly true. There could be other intelligent life forms out there, but all I'm saying is, do you think that technology, as strong as we can make it, as destructive as we can make it, can make us survive whatever the ultimate fate is?
I think technology swings both ways. We can survive with it, but okay, hypothetically now, if there was some type of disaster. Like, we're on our cell phones and our home phones and on our computer and stuff like that. If we were to have some type of catastrophic event, do you think a lot of people would survive, like, without the technologies we have, the telephones, the automobile, all the banking system, stuff like that, everything that we have now? I mean, we'd probably be sent back to the 16th century within a couple months.
I don't know. When Jesus blows his whistle, not to steal a term from Tool, it's all over no matter what time frame, era, technology, and if you don't want to think it's him and you want to think it's somebody else, when it's end times, man, there ain't nothing that's going to save us except for your faith, whatever you believe in.
Absolutely.
Where does this all go on? Where does this all go on? Where is Jesus waiting to blow his whistle? Where is anything you believe in just waiting?
If I had the absolute answer and if I knew where paradise was and if I knew where there was a place where there was no more tears and if I had to protect my child and my family from pain and from bad economies and from losing loved ones and never seeing them again on this planet, if I knew the answers to those questions, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now.
Wow,
that's my answer to that question.
That's deep. I like that.
Maybe the answers are just in you.
That's where it comes back to faith, right?
Free will. Reality. You're breathing air. Your conscience.
It's whatever you believe. Like, I believe if there's a God in the sky right now, the Colts will come back and score 11 points in the next 4 minutes, and we'll win the game.
And I believe I'm going to get the Powerball next week.
No, I have an extreme open mind, and I am very rooted in my beliefs, and I have my reasons for it, and I've seen miracles in my own life and prayers answered, and I've had plenty of prayers that have been unanswered, but far be it for me to question why they weren't answered and why people were taken away from me or why things didn't pan out the way that I wanted them to pan out. Who am I? I'm not God.
Yeah.
How do you feel about reincarnation?
I don't know.
Am I going to be born again in heaven? I don't know. That's what I feel about reincarnation.
I mean, I will. I'm not going to say coming from experience. I have been reincarnated, but I experienced probably about 8 deaths between 1992 and 1994 of close family. You know, the first one was my grandfather on my mother's side. I'm sorry, from 1990 to 1994. So, 92, my mother passed away. But in 93, I had my first child. And the child is a spinning image of my mother. So, I believe that when something is taken away from you, it's given back.
Yeah, you know, to coin a really cheap phrase, I think they're in a better place, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Heck, man, even if they're sleeping in the dirt, they're in a better place, I think, sometimes. But, I'm going to close up
the
room here and end the show. We're getting to that point in the night, but we can stick around for a few minutes and chat if you want in the post show. So I'm just going to mute everybody for a few minutes here, other than the host. But please stay on the line if you wish.
Okay,
guys and girls, it's been another interesting night at the water cooler.
Huh? Been interesting. Oh.
Yes, always turns a route that we may never expect. But I am still truly looking forward to the show on Tuesday night. 2012
oh, yeah.
is what we'll talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So everybody, thanks for listening to the wrap-up brought by your friends at Double Talk Radio. Heard each and every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., now our new time for now anyway. We're seeing how it's going to work out. May go back to the old time, but had a good time. I am disappointed in the Colts, but I'm disappointed in football in general these days. Anyhow, anybody else got anything?
No.
No.
Nope, I'm
okay.
Good.
We'll see you all on Tuesday,
folks.
Let's
see folks. If the Browns can beat Baltimore tomorrow.
Go Browns. Not. We'll see you all next time. Thanks for joining us. Look us up at the homepage, doubletalk.bigbig.com. And certainly, like I said, we're here Sundays at 9 and Tuesdays at 9. Great to have everybody out, and we'll see you next time. Here's some Foghat.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.